From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. You might just call it a transportation win-win for Fort Lauderdale. The Florida East Coast Railway is happy, and drivers may soon be happy, not waiting for trains to be moved around Port Everglades. Today, FEC unveiled its new assembly line facility for building trains at the port. The site will also serve as a port of its own for housing the trains. WLRN intern Jeffy Bernard explains what it means for future railroad development.
The Intermodal Container Transfer Facility, or ICTF, is a public-private venture among the Florida East Coast Railway, Broward County, and the state of Florida. Work at the train yard will begin on Wednesday, and partners say it should be a more efficient train assembly plant. The ICTF took 18 months to build and is expected to provide over 200,000 jobs.
I think this is good news for South Florida today, and it's all about allowing us to bring economic value to what we do here.
That's Steve Cernak, Port Everglades Chief Executive and Port Director. Cernak points to another big benefit. He says the ICTF will be more eco-friendly by moving the work away from Broward roadways.
With the Florida East Coast Railway relocating their yard to Port Everglades from Andrews Avenue, the half-hour traffic jams on State Road 84 will be a thing of the past.
And officials like Cernak say that's what railway development is all about. Less traffic. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.
With the news, a Texas oil drilling company is pulling out of two proposed sites in Collier County near protected Florida panther wildlife land comes a push for federal intervention in the whole drilling debate. Today, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson promised local officials and activists he's going to press federal agencies to answer questions about oil drilling in the state. Ashley Lopez was there.
County officials and experts told Senator Bill Nelson they're unsure how new oil extraction technologies such as horizontal drilling and fracking will affect Florida's unique geology. Nelson held a meeting with local groups who have been concerned about an unauthorized fracking-like incident in Collier County a few months ago. They told Nelson the federal government needs to provide more guidance. At issue is whether new technology being used in other parts of the country is even safe in Florida. The state is made up of mostly porous limestone. Nelson says he's very concerned oil drilling near the Everglades in particular will jeopardize restoration efforts.
We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in restoring the Everglades. And so there's clearly a federal interest here on behalf of the people of Florida and the United States, and I intend to make sure that that interest is protected.
Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida says there needs to be more science and research conducted before advanced oil extraction methods are even approved in Florida. She says right now there is almost no information.
Well, we've been struggling with the lack of information sharing and engagement by our federal agencies in this issue, and we hope that with the senator's involvement now that we can get those federal agencies more involved, more engaged, sharing more information with the public.
Nelson says he's waiting for word from the EPA. A few weeks ago, he asked the federal agency to launch an investigation into the fracking incident in Collier County. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Lorenzo?